Hey everyone, I want to share with you an idea that I saw mentioned in the name of the great Rav Yechezkel Abramsky. Our parsha begins with the description of the Kohen Gadol performing the service on Yom Kippur. And this is a very special service, a very special avodah indeed. We have the Kohen Gadol even offer the Ketores, the incense, outside the Kodesh Kodashim, walk in with it, eat, sprinkle the blood, offer the sacrifices, etc. However, he would one last time, he would re-enter this Kodesh Kodashim, the Holy of Holies, knowing full well that generally it is forbidden for anyone to enter, even the Kohen Gadol himself, with the exception of the special day of Yom Kippur. Yet, he's supposed to go in one last time to remove the spoon and the shovel that contained the incense. And he, of course, would need to immerse in the mikveh beforehand and change his special Yom Kippur clothes one last time to remove this machta and the scuff, the very utensils that he used to offer the Ketores. Rav Yechezkel Abramsky asks, it seems to be redundant. For the Kohen Gadol's re-entry into the chamber for one last time, we make him do and go to the mikveh and wear the special big day kahuna, the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, the high priest? What? I understand if it's to perform a service, to sprinkle the blood, to maybe bring some more incense, but just to, you know, to clean up, to remove the machte and the kaf, to remove the utensils that had in the Torah a few moments ago, it seems to be superfluous. It seems to be unnecessary. Rav Abramsky asks and provides a tremendous insight. And he says, what is the essence and meaning of Kedusha? You know what it means? You don't leave empty vessels behind. You don't leave them behind. Because leaving something behind, leaving something empty and just leaving it there, is antithetical to holiness and Kedusha. To quote him in his words, "B'makom kadosh, in makom l'kelim rikim." There's no place for empty vessels in a sacred site. Kedusha is about realizing that you have to fill up everything with meaning, purpose, and significance. Emptiness implies worthlessness, and that is an empty value and filled with empty meaning. And Kedusha means the opposite. There's purpose to everything. Our life and everything that we do in it needs to be filled with meaning and purpose. And that is the essence of Kedusha, of holiness. As we commit ourselves to a life filled with meaning, as we fill our time with meaningful pursuits. Kedusha, holiness, requires us not to leave vacuum in our lives, but rather to infuse it with meaning and significance. And that is why, says Rabbi Abramsky, we can't leave behind any empty vessels in the Kodesh Kodashim. Emptiness has no place in the lives of Kedusha that we are expected to live by. Have a wonderful Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.